Hey, this is Flying Ryan, the official rider of the El Bandito Yankee Pro Stock Motorcycle, and we are on the road with Dane from WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line. You know, we can see pretty far from the 18th floor. You can't see all the way down to Texas, as big as it is, but El Bandito Yankee was in full effect, as big as it gets in one of the biggest events in the NHRA, and a guy behind all of it, his hand on the pulse of all of it, his hand on the throttle for the Pro Stock Motorcycle, the El Bandito Yankee Pro Stock Motorcycles, the one and only Flying Ryan Ehler. Flying Ryan, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
So think about this. It's Stampede of Speed, right? Everything's bigger in Texas, and even the events are bigger in Texas. Race weekend, we always talk about it. If you're going to tailgate for the Bears game, you go out there for maybe, you know, a few hours before the game. That's all you're going to do. But for racing, people come out days before, and this thing, Ryan, it was like 10 days long.
Yeah, I mean, we've always said, at least I've said since being in part of racing and being one of the younger guys that's come into the sport, after it's been such a deeply rooted sport, I'm seeing that having a party with a race is the future. And they definitely adopted that. And they brought El Bandito in full speed. And we made quite the impression for the folks there in Dallas. And we're definitely, you know, excited to see what comes out of the future. But, you know, a music festival, barbecue events, a rodeo and a drag race and all this stuff put together is pretty exciting.
When you come to Texas, a bunch of race fans there. Now, you're all over the country with the NHRA, and as much as the action on the track is similar, right? You're going fast, you're going straight, you're doing all that stuff. For the fans, the environment, the vibe, right? It's different from place to place.
Sure. You know, we go everywhere we go is different, and they definitely in Dallas love racing. You know, we were there at a charity event for Draw, and they were talking with two mayors from the local towns that surround the track, and they both have race cars, and they both race at the track all the time. And it's pretty unique to see, you know, that much support for racing in your local community. So that brings a lot of people out. And then, of course, on top of that, they've got, you know, they had the big music festivals, and it was just really neat, and everyone was really cool to be around. And like I said, we go somewhere different, and you're going to run into a different crowd, you know, and that's what's really unique about our sport.
The interaction with, and we talk about it on a regular basis, between drivers, racers, motorsports professionals, and the fans is unparalleled. It's closer than you do with any other sport. Talk a little bit about this. Some of the events where you and the other stars of drag racing, stars of the NHRA, were able to get together with fans. There was a lot of interaction.
Yeah, you know, we're going to Vegas here, and we will be on Fremont Street set up with all of the pro drivers from NHRA, and we're right there underneath the giant canopy that, you know, they'll have drag racing and cars going up and down on the LED screen above Fremont, and we're part of the Fremont Street experience, and we've turned that into a gigantic fan fest. So we're pushing to have, you know, we're pushing to have John Force's car on Fremont Street and fired up, you know, along with my bike and some of the, you know, other competitors. So we're trying to increase awareness and show everybody how awesome this is, because TV, even though it's extremely impressive, it just doesn't do it justice. You know, you've got side by side over 20,000 horsepower going down the track with the top fuel cars. And there's just nothing that can replace that, like being in the seat. In NHRA, you get to come right into our pit. You know, you come right down into the areas, and a lot of the teams have hospitality areas that you can, you know, be even closer than your average fan, and you know, be entertained by the drivers and their crew, and food and drinks and margaritas and El Bandito and everything. You know, so it's pretty unique. And I thought all racing was this way, because I really just went to NHRA. I've been following it since I was a young kid. So I wasn't really aware that, you know, when fans would come ask me and say, does it come with a pit pass? You know, is your ticket? And I say, yeah, all the tickets are pit passes. You get to walk right in the pits. And I guess that's not typical for other motorsports that are out there. So yeah, I've been pretty sheltered.
Yeah, every ticket is a pit pass. And when you say not doing it justice as far as watching it on television, and our good friends on the TV side, they do a great job, and it's getting better and better every year, but there is nothing that will replicate actually being there. And I gotta say, as a guy who covers every bit of all of the different disciplines in the motorsports world, the NHRA is the one that you cannot miss. I mean, it is a physical experience that is like no other. I mean, the sights, the sounds, the smells, the vibrations. I mean, there's just no substitute for being there. You know this, Ryan. You live it. You're in and around it on a regular basis. And I know that people are saying, hey, it's the official tequila of race day. So we'll talk about Vegas. We can get to that in a second. I know. I think you're going to be doing a signing at one of the Lee stores, one of the new places that El Bandido Yankee is at. But for the tequila fans out there, the presence that El Bandido had within NHRA and Stampede of Speed was pretty much as big as it gets, too.
Yeah, it was definitely a home run. You know, we had El Bandido signage everywhere. We had margaritas on tap at every bar, and we were at every event. We were downtown for the Fan Fest. We had an after party at Big Al's Down the Hatch, which is a local radio superstar from that area who has a bar right on the downtown square. We were set up there doing tastings and drink specials. And, you know, at the concert events, we had everything going on there as well. And, you know, our local brand ambassador team down there did an amazing job of really getting our visual side of our company out there and represented on anywhere we could. And then, of course, we represented on the track pretty well and showed ourselves that we're on our way back up and up, and our program is headed the right way. And we may not have been in the winner's circle, but we definitely had a win for the fans and for everyone that was behind us, and showed, you know, how important it is to have people like El Bandido behind racing and be, you know, being there for the sport. And it doesn't really hurt to also have something good to sip on as you're watching the world's fastest motorsport, right?
Well, and too, you always win, can't always win on the track, can't win every single time on the track, but you always win when it comes to the most beautiful bike, the most beautiful vehicle in all of motorsports with that motorcycle. It is amazing. It turns heads everywhere you go. And so before we let you go, let's talk a little bit about this. You were instrumental in helping bring El Bandido to the Super Bowl, the sport of NHRA, the U.S. Nationals, right there in Indianapolis. And so we are off, running, and fast happening there. But the finals is coming up in Pomona, and we will be in full effect there as well. Talk a little bit about that as you get to the end of the season. Exciting, a little bittersweet to have it be over, but of course, El Bandido will be there too.
Well, that's the funny thing about racing. Everyone always asks, when's your season end? And I say, it really never does. It really never ends. At this level of sport, it just continues and goes on. So yes, we got two races left on the schedule. We're going to Las Vegas, then we got a week off, and we're going to Southern California, Pomona. That'll be the final race of the year. But really, the biggest thing that's going to be happening in motorsport yet this year is PRI, and that's the Performance Industry Show that's at Indianapolis at the Convention Center. That's coming up the second weekend of December. And let me tell you, if you think El Bandido has been present for some of these other racing events, this one is going to be huge. It is going to be every racer in the world that comes to this convention floods the entire town of Indianapolis. And they're not racing. They're there to promote their businesses. They're there to socialize and see some of the modern stuff of, you know, the racing industry and world. And we're going to be there in the biggest way you've seen yet. So we're really excited about that. We'll have to talk more about that as we get close to it. But yeah, it is awesome what we're able to do with El Bandido. And it's awesome to keep growing this machine and showing everybody what it is to have it behind our sport. And it's pretty awesome.
Ryan, the tequila fans out there are excited to hear that the tequila season never stops as well. It keeps going and going and getting bigger and bigger. And we'll see you not only in Vegas, in Pomona, and then in Indianapolis for that show as well. And as we let you go, in Bloomington, you're there right in the hometown of the spirit. But for people on social media, where can they go?
Yeah, so now social media, we have relaunched a new platform. Everything is El Bandido Yankee Racing, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Those are our three main platforms. So we've taken over the racing side of the business. So we are now El Bandido Yankee Racing. Cannot miss us on any of the platforms. And then as well, on our El Bandido Yankee website, you're going to find a racing tab coming real soon. And that's going to highlight all of our racers from boat racing to dirt car to NHRA to NASCAR. So we're going to be a lot more information to come.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. Stay safe. Good luck. And continue racing fast. And, of course, with El Bandido Yankee. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for jumping on the show.
Yeah, break out the Bandido. Let's go racing.